Radio Show. This session of the radio show shares the audio recording of the Love Franklin Open Mic Night held on Wednesday, December 8th at the Black Box. The evening master of ceremony duties were shared jointly by Mackenzie Atwood and Jamil Adams. The original raw recording ran about an hour and 36 minutes. You'll be listening to the edited version, which was shortened by about 12 minutes. Key reasons for shortening the recording: one, to spare your ears the jarring sound of cleaning the microphone between performers. Two, a couple of the audience participation exercises were also shortened. I mean, how much indistinct audience or crowd noise can you really listen to? There was one percussion performance added at the last minute during the evening that was also shortened. The percussion exercise was good to be in while there and it happened, but would have been headache-inducing to listen to, so we spared you that. No other performances were shortened or edited in any way. In place of each of the shortened sections, you'll get a brief 4 to 5 second soundbite to indicate there was something shortened. So let's listen to the Love Franklin Open Mic Night of December 8, 2021.
We'll be starting in a little bit. It felt good? Oh my God, it's so quiet. Okay. If everyone could stand up for just a second. Stand up for just a second. If you could stand up for just a second. Look at somebody in the space besides myself and Mackenzie. Look at somebody else in the space that you didn't come here with. Someone you didn't come here with. Right? Now, for the next 30 seconds or so, go introduce yourself to that person and answer the following question. Why are you awesome? Go ahead, go for it. Go. You're gonna ask them why are you awesome. Go for it, go for it. Now, next question. The next question to ask your partner, well, first say thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the next question to ask your partner is, what was your favorite word in the first grade? Go for it. Favorite word in the first grade.
Are we all comfy? Awesome. Okay. Well, hi, I'm Mackenzie Atwood. Woo! thank you all for coming. I'm gonna be emceeing for part of this show and then I have to go, unfortunately, because I have a prior commitment, but then Jamil Adams will be taking over for the last part. So thank you all for coming. For those of you who don't know, the reason why we're doing this, which I'm sure if you're here, you know why, but recently, at this point, it all seems like a blur, but at a school committee meeting, I was speaking up for myself, I guess, and for people like me, and was met with some hateful words. And so now we're just trying to spread love across the town and hopefully across the state as well. So that is why we're here today. And after all that happened, obviously I received so much support, which I'm so incredibly grateful for. But when you're directing your support, you don't have to direct it just towards me. I always say this whenever people ask me things about what happened. And I feel confident to speak up for myself in moments of injustice, whether it be towards myself or towards others. But it's the people who don't know how to speak up for themselves that we do need to focus our support towards, in the same way that You know, we're working on being anti-racist. We also need to be anti-homophobic. We also need to be anti-transphobic. It's all of these things that I need to support the group as a whole. And obviously I came forward and I'm now, you know, everyone has come and poured their support onto me, but I'm not the only gay person in town, you know? So, and I'm definitely not the one you need to be supporting. You need to support all the other people who can't speak up for themselves. So that's just my disclaimer about everything. But yeah, let's get started. Exits are back there where you entered. We also have an emergency exit over here. When you go out that door, if you need to use the restroom, it is on your left side. So once you walk out that door, left side. And then just basic rule of thumb in theater, don't leave during somebody's performance. We all know that. What else? Oh. If you all just keep your masks on when you're in the audience, performers will be taking their masks off since they're a good distance away. And for performers, if you're using this microphone and you have your mask off, please spray down the mic after, but spray on the paper towel, not on the mic. That's that. Trying to see if I have anything else to say. I don't think so. So, we're gonna get started opening up with Mr. Jamil Adams, and he's gonna be doing some slam poetry for you guys.
All right, and the other thing is, best you can, stay to the end, people, because there's some folks at the end that would love to have the same energy as folks in the beginning. Can we do that, yes?
Yes.
Can we do that, yes?
Yes.
And can we make some more noise for Mackenzie and being the champion and the shero and the advocate and the, you know, upstander that is? Do you have more love? More love, don't be quiet. More love. Now, are y'all ready for the night? Say yes.
Yes.
Are you ready to say yes?
Yes.
The genius of Dr. King would never be to have the goal of his dream to be a black president. Thomas Jefferson is already elected. Dreams have unattractive moments. A beauty pageant for the ugly. Sexy claims the dignity championship. See, dreams are happily married. Nightmares of disgruntled singles breeding divorce. Flirting with their seduction puts success on a strip pole. Baking it in a roulet souffle. Pendulum. Freedom's power of flight. Wheeling through veins of connected human hallways. A cultural calamity and untethered hegemony leadership smoked in the cherrywood development of the willingness to understand. Square roots. Sheltering sleep by music. A universal language with collateral damage. See, sound asleep means we actually hear the music in our own silence. Rapid eye movement, hoofing, on breath. The script of your dilemma is produced by an Oscar Wilde soundtrack. Olympians of bigotry, they compete wherever a race lives. Racetracks run around Saturn because racists shouldn't compete around Earth. Ralph Lauren tongue swallowed the taste of black hoodies, and that word joins hips together like family, yet it still gives a killing capacity. I say retreat from epithet bullets and master the slang of equality. Rain is the good example, not the poor excuse, for she cleanses our prejudice and wets everyone equally. Let's soak in her communion. I mean, let's be all you slick against skin stick, slap box Crayolas, enjoying sugarless, licorice, massaging sweet teeth and the cavity of left ventricle. Unplug our vocal cords, let's touch each other. I mean, let's lotion our lives with the same hands marrying gay lovers. Let's look into the sun, be blind together, turn out the midnight, leaving no middlemen, just different colors of daylight. Dreams have unattractive moments. We need only be the strength of sweating angels in them. See, we live sleeping with our eyes open. We live sleeping with our eyes open. I challenge you to fail to be pointless. Sleep is a waste of time if we don't dream. So scream your dreams to frighten your nightmares. Let's go, y'all, make some noise!
All right, that was a nice. Thank you, that was amazing. Next up we have Mia Magliari, and she will be singing All I Ask and also playing it on her ukulele, All I Ask by Adele. Yeah.
No. I'm almost short though, so
what
like.
What are you gonna say?
Silly. Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. I mean, I'm there, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I'm just gonna get right into it because I don't really know like how to slate. So yeah, that's what we're doing.
No, you're good.
I will leave my heart at the door. I won't say a word. They've all been said before, you know. So why don't we just play pretend like we're not scared of what is coming next, or scared of having nothing left? Look, don't get me wrong, I know there is no tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like more than just a friend. Give me a memory I can use and take me by. Cause what if I never love again? I need your honesty. It's already in your eyes, and I know my eyes, they speak for me. No one knows me like you do, and since you're the only tell me, who do I run to? Look, don't get me wrong, I know there is no tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like more than just a friend. Give me a memory forgiveness. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like more than just a friend. Give me the memory I can use and take me by the hand while we do what lovers do. It matters how this ends, cause what if I never love again?
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thank you, honey.
Wow, that was amazing. Oh, and like, okay. Well, this is Love Franklin open mic night, and shout out to Mia for being gay.
Yeah!
And her girlfriend being here to support her. Thank you, so. Yes, let's clap for Mia again. That was amazing. For those of you who don't know, Mia was Rosie and Mamma Mia at the FHSTC production and also did amazing at that. So, and she's just an awesome girl. We do gov together and we fight the racists in that class. It's really fun. Also, disclaimer, I actually forgot to say this in the beginning, but we are recording this for Franklin Matters, thanks to Mr. Steve Sherlock up there. So if you're uncomfortable with that, it's a little too late. So I apologize. So Mia, if you didn't want to be recorded, I'm sorry.
You talk about it.
Okay, so next up, we're going to have Audrey Olmsted. She is also Lizzie Mama Mia. We played next to each other as, you know,
Ali and Lisa.
And she's going to be singing She by Dodie, which is a beautiful song about lesbians. Which is important.
Okay, is this the right height? We're like an inch apart, right?
No, that's good. Yeah, so that looks good.
All right.
Everything to me.
Audrey. That is so beautiful. Dodie is like one of my favorites, and she was the first song that I listened to by her. So it was like right when I was like inching out of the closet. So that song means a lot to me, and it was really nice to hear you sing it. So thank you. Next up, we have Hope Guanga. Hope is a sophomore at the high school, and they'll be singing If I Knew by Bruno Mars.
Do you need help?
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hope, and I'm a sophomore. If you know me personally, you know that I really like Bruno Mars. And so today, I will be singing a Bruno Mars song. And it's one of the less popular songs, but I still think it's underrated.
Do you need me to move the mic to stand? Or like the music stand.
Oh no, it's okay. All right.
To be much of a singer, so instead I wrote a poem. And I'm gonna read this a little bit. Poetry out loud, 3 years in a row. Can't do self-written for that though. Okay, so my poem is called Back In. It's kind of a weird title because I couldn't think of one, but here it is. Sometimes I think life was easier when I was in the closet. I just went about my days. Everyone still liked me. The sun rose the same as it does now and sets the same too. Food tastes the same. The flowers don't look too much brighter. Why did I think the world would rebirth itself when I came out? Whoever told me that life would change? Well, I guess they were right, but why didn't it change for the better? Oh, because I know you, I have been changed for good. Well, maybe not for good. I sometimes miss the comfort of my cardigans that covered up my queerness, the country music that I'm not allowed to like anymore. That's so embarrassing. Are you even gay? Go listen to Conan Gray or something. Why is it all a competition all of a sudden? I will out-gay you. Why must I prove myself? Oh, but when I was in that crowded closet, I guess there was competition too. Who can be the least gay? I don't think I ever won those contests, but why am I still competing? I didn't know the rainbow led to a tournament of all queers. I swear someone told me that there was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. What is your label? Are you a mask or femme? Oh, you're such a baby gay. When did you come out? Well, you don't look gay. Have you ever been hate-crimed? Gee, that one's fun. We all want to be called fags now. Perhaps it's validating. At least they see you. You are visible. If they call you a slur, you should wear it as a medal. They saw you. Sometimes I wish I could crawl back in. Sometimes I wish I never said the words I did. Sometimes I wish, well, I wish my girlfriend was here. At least being out got me a girlfriend, right? Thank you. Alright, moving on from that. Next up, we have Mr. Joe Maple and Audrey. Welcome back. And they're going to be duetting Cone Ukuleles with Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Woo!
Oh, I didn't even put my mask on before I like talked into the mic again. I'll redo it.
Really awesome poem, by the way, and I feel like it addressed a lot of things that people don't talk about a lot in the gay community, so congrats with that one. You didn't like congratulate yourself.
Because it was like me, and also we can't see you. Is that okay that I put it down?
Yes.
Well, it is now.
I hope I can see what those notes are. Yeah, it's fine. No, I'm just blind. It's fine. That's good. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. so here comes.
Some things are meant to be.
That they're not in love, but
are you sure?
Maybe they are. I don't know, but that was very beautiful. For those of you who don't know, Joe, who is not only my dear friend, but he's also a vice president of the theater company, and Audrey is treasurer of the theater company. So, theater kids, represent. Just, you know, I'm gonna plug them real quick. Thank you, that was very beautiful. Next up, we have Megan Whitmore, who is going to be sharing a story of her own for us. Megan is one of our newest members of the school committee, which is awesome because we have some LGBTQ representation now, which is amazing.
Thank you for the intro, and
of course.
Everyone's performances have been amazing.
Do you want me to move it up?
Oh, I can. Okay.
If you twist this one.
This one here. Okay.
There you go. Yeah, your call.
So I don't have any discernible talents, but I do have a story. So I'm a transgender woman. I'm 42, just for context of sort of like timing and, you know, eras that, you know, that I grew up in. I grew up as a male in the 90s in Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's funny because back then I didn't even know there was a word for it. And I certainly didn't know any people, that were or anything like that. So I just kind of grew up thinking I was an odd person, and, you know, I wouldn't say crazy, but just like, I just thought there was this weird thing about me that was just didn't make sense and just sort of didn't fit. But it wasn't crippling or anything like that. So I just kind of, you know, had a happy childhood and stuff like that. And every once in a while, something would happen where my dad would give me sort of like a man up speech. And the man up speeches, they made sense because I was like, yeah, sure, I just gotta be tougher or more manly or something like that. So I tried that as much as I could. But as I got older, I remember just the feeling of like wanting to be feminine and stuff like that. And I never talked about it to anybody. And when I realized it, so when Caitlyn Jenner came out in the news, that was kind of like, wow, if people can do this, that can happen, you can be older, and you know, that sort of stuff. So I started to go see a gender identity therapist, which was just amazing, because it was incredible to talk to someone and, you know, figure out, you know, who you were, and figure out that there's a path that you can take, and you don't have to be like, you know, a wealthy person or anything like that. You can take hormones or, you know, what, just different paths, and people can do different things, so there's not like, you know, one way to do it. But anyway, it was nice to have that information, nice to know that you could do it, nice to know that you weren't the only person, nice to know that there was a word for it. And another thing, he referred me to a support group. So there's a transgender support group in Waltham called the Tiffany Club. And so I went to that, and I was super nervous about going there. And I met some incredible people there. And it was really great, you know, to see people that had, you know, already transitioned, or people that were afraid of transitioning. You know, they just kind of went there to, you know, to talk to people, too. And then there are people that, you know, were about to start, you know, their journey. And I met some incredible people. You know, I saw a lot of fear there. I saw a lot of support there. And I met a really wonderful person named Karen. And, you know, she kind of just talked a lot about how she did it. And she did it actually in her 60s, which is, you know, which is amazing. And I learned so much, and it was great to just sort of like, you know, see the bravery that some of these people have to, you know, to go through it. And kind of just at the same time, my company sent an email out, you know, to everybody celebrating the first Pride Month that they were gonna, you know, partake in. And I thought, wow, this is really incredible. So I emailed the group, and it came from our like a DEI, you know, director or VP or something like that group. And I didn't even know we had that we had a group like that. So I emailed them, and I'm like, hey, this is my situation. This is what I'm thinking about doing. Now, at this time, I still think it's a big sort of like no-no at work, and like it's risky for employment and things like that. So I wasn't 100% sure that I wanted to do it, but I figured I'd at least have a conversation with this group about it to see if it was something that would be tolerated. That was sort of like the mindset that I was in. And they were like, yeah, absolutely, you can do that, you know, no problem. And they're very encouraging. And the more people I talked to, they were just really supportive and happy to do it. And it was like no consequences, nothing like that. So. So I started telling people, you know, at work, started telling customers, I started telling, you know, friends and family, neighbors, things like that. And then, you know, kind of like, this is, I forget what year it was, but like right when, the 2019, right when COVID was sort of like starting up, well, this is the very end of 2019, when you know, things were in the news. Anyways, they reached out to me, the Pride group at NetApp. That's the company I work for, NetApp. And asked if I wanted help, you know, with the next year's, you know, Pride celebration. And I was like, yeah, I'd be happy to. So I got very engaged with that group, and we, you know, worked together. And I became an advocate within my company, you know, over time, of talking about, you know, Pride and being transgender and you know, all that sort of stuff. And so there's a really nice group of people, you know, within our, you know, organization, which has been fantastic. And then also in the community here, like I'm on the, you know, zoning board too, and recently on the school committee, which is amazing. When I came out and I started telling officials in town or people in town, I was just really happy by how supportive everybody was. It was really great. So, so the point that I want to make is it's really important for like, you know, the communities to support everybody, and you know, not, you know, discriminate or anything like that, because it's really nice, you know, when people are supportive. Thank you.
That was a wonderful story. I think it's not talked about enough, like people transitioning when they're, you know, like older, like in adulthood and stuff. I feel like what I see a lot is more people transitioning when they're younger, and it's a lot easier, I'm sure, right before you go through puberty, stuff like that, it's a lot easier to transition, but we don't hear enough about people like, who didn't, transgender wasn't an option when you were younger, and now we're finally becoming your true self, and it's a really beautiful, amazing story. So thank you so much for sharing that, and we support you and we love you always. So, and we're glad to have you on the show. I will sadly have to leave after this next performance, and then I'm gonna hand it off to Jamil to MC the rest of this. But next up we have Andrew Mitchell, who's going to be singing Crisis by Joshua Bassett. It's a new song. He's also gonna play the piano along with it. Andrew also is, he's on the baseball team at school, and he is also in theater. He was Sam. I always get the dads mixed up. He was Sam in Mamma Mia. So.
So yeah, like Honey said, I'll be singing Crisis by Joshua Bassett. It just came out and I really liked it, so I decided I would sing it today.
You would never dare to waste sister acts like I didn't love you.
I have to depart, but thank you guys so much for coming. I'm sorry I have to leave early. It's making me very sad that I have to leave. But Jamil's gonna take over and he's gonna have a lot more energy than I do. So, yay! Andrew, that was beautiful.
One more time, give it up for the kids! Keep clapping.
Thank you.
You got the entree on, baby. Keep clapping. Yes. If you feel good, say, I feel good. If you feel real good, say, I feel real good. If you have been inspired by something you heard this evening, put your hands together. We're going to continue that inspiration. Next up, doing a poem by a personal friend of mine. I know Rudy Francisco, that's a friend of mine. We are homies, we rock together all the time. So, but this evening, coming into our presence, make thunderous noise for Maria Zaki.
I procrastinated memorizing this since this Monday. So, see how it goes. Use it. Again, shout out to Rudy Francisco. This poem's by him and a lot of his personal experience hearing him. But all of his work is fantastic. You should check him out. Cool. So, I think with this poem, every time I'm like frustrated with life, having like an off day. So, the following are two stories. Aaron Rousey was hiking. A boulder fell on his right hand. He waited 4 days, then amputated his own arm with a pocket knife. On New Year's Eve, a woman bungee jumping in Zimbabwe, the cord broke. She then fell into the river and had to swim back in crocodile-infested waters with a broken collarbone. Claire Champlin was smashed in the face by a 5-pound watermelon being propelled by a slingshot. Matthew Bovis was hit by a javelin. David Striegel was punched in the mouth by a kangaroo. The most amazing part about all these stories is when asked about the experience, they all smiled, shrugged, and said, I guess things could have been worse. So go ahead. Tell me that you're having a bad day. Tell me about the traffic. Tell me about your boss. Tell me about that job you've been trying to quit for the past 4 years. Tell me that the morning is a townhouse burning to the ground and the snooze button is a fire extinguisher. Tell me that the alarm clock stole the keys to your smile, drove it into 7 a.m. and the crash totaled your happiness. Tell me how blessed are we to have tragedies so small it could fit on the tips of our tongues. You see, when Evan lost his legs, he was speechless. When my cousin was assaulted, she was silent for 48 hours. When my uncle was murdered, we had to send out a search party to find my father's voice. You see, many people don't understand that tragedy and silence have the exact same address. So when your day seems like a museum of disappointments hanging from events that were outside of your control, when you find yourself flailing in an ocean of why is this happening to me, when it seems like your guardian angel put in his 2-week notice 2 months ago and just decided not to tell you, when it seems like God is just a babysitter that's always on the phone, when you get punched in the esophagus by a fistful of flies, just remember that every year 2 million people die of dehydration. So it doesn't matter if the cup is half full or half empty, there's water in the cup, drink it and stop complaining. You see, muscle is created by repeatedly lifting things that were designed to weigh us down. So when your shoulders feel heavy, stand up straight, lift your chin, hell, call it exercise. You see, life is a gym membership with a really complicated cancellation policy. So when the world crumbles, you have to look at the wreckage and you have to build a new one with the pieces that are still there. You see, the heart beats approximately 4,000 times every hour. Each throb, each pulse, each palpitation is a trophy engraved with the words, "You are still alive. You are still alive."
So, next up, this is someone that many of us have experienced either in written form or in an auditory fashion in some way, or have been immortalized by some work that they have done. Stormy Night, you know what it is? Let's see.
He does everything. He's our voice.
The Dark and Stormy Night. Friends and family, coming down the steps real smooth. Look at this swag. Keep walking, brother. Come on. Look at this swag. Look at that silence.
This is how a poet
walks. He's not hopping already. Jesus,
this alone. Thank you very much for doing this evening. It's awesome to be here. As many of you are aware, and I think Shamil indicated that as well, I do some writing. And most of it, if not all, I stick to the facts to share the news reporting that I do. As we all know, words matter. Words are important, whether standing alone or in context. So poetry enables me to practice writing in a different manner. Different. Not better, not worse. Different. And viva la difference. So on this night, I'm going to do one poem, three parts, a writing challenge that I took at the writing group at the senior center, so representing that other side of our wonderful community. Variations on a theme, a dark and stormy night. Part one. She still worries when I go out for my walk at 9:30 p.m., even if just in our neighborhood where there is little traffic. Most folks are usually home by that time. There's little movement on the road. Even the wildlife is nesting and resting. Plenty of road to share in this uncertainty. Maybe coming out of the pandemic, maybe not. I'm wondering what the new normal might be. Striding along, streetlights start the shadow races. The blackest black bleeds to gray. As the light shifts from black, from back to front. As the light shifts, the shadow dims, decides to go the other way, leaving you alone for a time, navigating the curve. It's dark, hard to see. Harder still when in this midpoint between these poles, that's street light. It works, sorta. It slowly comes on, building brightness, widening its circle of light. It stretches as far as it can, stays for a bit, only a bit, abracadabra, it disappears, and it's gone. Then I'm back to navigating this curve of the road, walking on a dark and stormy night. Part two. Upon entry, I was greeted with a problem to solve immediately. Whether it was the toilet clogged, or the TV remote not working, or someone had called and wanted something that needed to be done right now, whatever it was always more important than, "Welcome home, how was your day?" So I learned how to dive right into what was a dark and stormy night. We left behind whatever else was in the current thought stream, forgot about the radio news, the song's last notes, the podcast's voice of reason, or what had happened at work today. There was barely time to put down my bag, take off my coat before jumping into the problem of the night to try and make sense of the issue at hand. Then to step back, gather the tools required, maybe it was the plunger, maybe new batteries, or to make the phone call. Sometimes it could be quick work to bring light and dispel the darkness. A plunge or two to clear away the clog, new batteries to restore functionality, the lights, the blinks, everything came on and worked. Sometimes it took a little longer to make sense of the stormy issue. Then it was as if we had never left the current. We weren't in a river of dreams. The islands and the streams just slipped by. Some when, somewhere, somehow, those news bits, notes of the melody, voices of insight would come forward to play. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but someday. Part 3. It was a dark and stormy night. The creek flowed by steadily. At first it seemed only the creek noise. Then a flash lit the sky, thunderclaps rolling along the creek. The rains followed, gentle rain at first, then steady buckets, a soaking rain. It was a good rain. It was needed. The trees and the grasses welcomed it. Another lightning flash broke the dark. What were they thinking of to do it all at once? The storm would last. The clouds and rain would roll away. The thunder would become a distant echo. The rains, too, would pass. In a few hours, daylight would creep over the ridge, chasing the night away. It was time to write. Harness, lasso those images, thoughts all too briefly illuminated before they flowed away. Rolling over bedside, opening the pad, scribbling down the translations as they appeared. Images for words. Would others follow along? There is the challenge. I hope to raise enough interest, use enough of their words to recreate the dark and stormy night for them. It only thunders when it rains. Why is that? It was hard enough creating the space, the time, to welcome the moment, to go with the flow of images, transferring them to words, wrestling the meaning of being. Now, soaking wet, yes, you only get wet once. He was at one with the world. The creek was flowing, bubbling, eddying around the smooth rocks, ever flowing. Taking a deep breath, he realized, we can do this. Thank you.
Intergenerational evening. Let's see who's in the space this evening. Can we do that real quick? Can we see who's here? So let's do that. If you were born in the 2020s, make some noise. Should be sleeping right now. If you were born in the 2010s, make some noise. If you're born in the 2000s, make some noise. Woo! All right. If you were born in the 90s, make some noise. Like three of y'all. If you were born in the 80s, make some noise. Woo! One, it's just my people. If you're born in the 70s, make some noise. Okay. If you're born in the 60s, make some noise.
What?
I do not believe that.
Older than you.
I do not believe it.
Yeah.
If you're born, seriously?
Yes. You want my license?
need to eat what you're eating.
I eat what your wife eats at the same time, right? Does she look her age?
Absolutely not. If you're born in the 50s, make some noise. See, you get gangster when you get to the 60s and 50s, because they done paved the way for some things. Let's just see what happens. Should I keep going? If you're born in the 40s, make some noise. 40 or further? Okay. That's who's here. Show some love to everybody that's here. Show some love. One more thing, if you have your phone, put your phone on. If you have a phone, put your phone out real quick, if you would. And stand up for a moment, if you would. Take your phone out, if you have it, stand up for just un momento. What I would like you to do is, well, Andrew, you're a pianist, correct?
Yes.
Can you freestyle piano playing?
Not really.
Not really? You got a couple of tunes in your mind, maybe? Or is it just the one?
I can play some stuff.
All right. See, Andrew, if you could, please come in. But not yet. When Andrew... Thanks, show Andrew some love. Show Andrew some love. Let me get on the spot. So when Andrew starts to play, what I would like you to do is find people, again, who you didn't come here with, and with their permission, with their consent, everybody on the count three say consent. 1, 2, 3.
Consent.
That means permission. With the people's permission, ask them if they are okay to take a long distance selfie with you, kind of like that, far away, or, you know, you can get close as long as your mask or something like that. Well, let's try and do that in a immortalized moment. Once Andrew starts playing.
Okay.
Go for it, brother. There you go. Get some selfies with some people, walk around. Don't forget about Andrew. Andrew's probably not doing something. This section.
Ready?
Go for it. Yes. Oh, we got light. Thank you.
Next section.
Awesome. Everything's the same color. Right there. I think I'm getting this. Over there.
Awesome.
Thank you, Sean Eaton. Let me say thank you, Eaton. Now, before you put your phones away, send it to the following phone number. The phone number that I'm about to give you is my phone number. Okay? So, I'm going to take the photos, the appropriate selfies that you send me, and then what I'm going to do is store them in a file to Kobe. Kobe will probably turn it into something beautiful And I most likely put it on the Freedom Themes page to immortalize the moment. After that, I will delete the photos and your numbers from my phone. I just want you to put that. But if you want to copy the poem I did earlier, something like that, let me know that and I'll send it to you. So if you had, you can send those selfies right now to the following number. I'll say it like 5 or 6 times. All right, I think they're coming in. Oh, wow, there's a lot. Okay. Wow, I know some of you already. I have your phone numbers in my phone. Okay. All right. So if you are a member, a student, a scholar at the high school, please stand up and be acknowledged. Show some love for our young scholars. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you for love. If you are a member of the Franklin Freedom Team, please stand up and be acknowledged, my Freedom Team people. Yeah. If you are a member of the school committee, please stand up and be acknowledged. If you are the superintendent of schools, please stand up and be acknowledged. Yes. If you are an elected official, government, congressperson, I don't even know what you got. I voted for you. I don't know what's going on. Show some love for Kobe. What's the title? Oh, town council, that's right, I should remember that. Town council. If you are a Franklin resident, please stand up and show some love. Good knowledge. Okay, if you are from Hopkinton, stand up and be acknowledged. Representing the Hopkinton Freedom Team, there you go. If I, just by some fluke, did not If you are here tonight in your presence, stand up. There you go. We're going to acknowledge everybody. Say your love. Say your acknowledge. Look around. Look around and see everybody. There you go. All right. So we're at that point. We're almost at the end, but I want us to have a little fun. The other thing that you could do really quickly. Put your phones up one more time. One more time. You're not going to take a photo. Put your phone up.
Something else I can help with.
Even Siri wants to help. What I would like you to do, go to the notes section of your phone. To the notes section of your phone.
It doesn't look like you have an app.
And then, what I would like you to do is take a moment and write either a haiku, which is 3 lines of poetry, 17 syllables, 5 syllables in the first line, 7 syllables in the second line, 5 syllables in the third line, or a couple of sentences of something that would, a poem of some sort, or an essay that identifies why or how you were inspired this evening. Just take a moment, just write something that talks about how you were inspired this evening. And while you do that, I'll give you something to listen to, because since Andrew said I'm not playing anymore, just nothing. Just talk about again why you were inspired this evening. Take a moment and just write down why you were inspired this evening. What inspired you? What moved you? If you were able to write down something, raise your hand if you're able to write down something. Awesome. Hold on to that. Don't lose them. They're going to come into play in just a moment. So if you will, we have one more scholar artist coming up to the microphone. We heard from them earlier this evening. Friends and family, show as much love as you did the first time, if not even more. For Hope, show some more love for Hope.
I'm less nervous now, so I will redeem myself.
You were good the first time.
No, it's okay. Okay, so right now I'm going to be playing an Elton John song, which is called Crocodile Rock.
one of my favorite oldie songs. Okay. So much fun, holding hands and skimming snow. I didn't know the Chevy in a place of my own, but the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the crocodile buck. While the other kids were rocking around the clock, we were hopping and bobbing to the crocodile rock. Well, cracked a rocky in some been shocking where your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. Oh, lordy mama, it's Friday night when Susie wore her dresses tight, and the crack the reckon was out of
inspired by you all and would like to share some more talent. Can we do that? Can we do that? Yeah? It's not 7:30 yet. We got 7 minutes. And I want to acknowledge a business that's in the space that's shown love to education and absolutely partnered with some other businesses, other breweries to be exact, and have given out scholarships for young people. So that's a great thing. 67. Olivier is there to show Olivier some love. 67 Brewery. Bloodhound Brewery in Franklin, showing love and sponsoring scholarships and education. We also want to take a moment to thank the folks at the Black Box Theater. Show some love for the Black Box Theater. Thank you all. How many of you, this is your first time inside this theater? A lot of us, okay. Well, now you know. It's fun. They got some things happening soon. Do you think we should do things like this in the theater more often?
Yes.
If we had open mics more often, folks would come out for this?
Yeah.
All right. Kobe's gonna get on that. All right. But coming up, we're gonna do a little percussion.
Grab some sticks.
Grab
some sticks and that.
Oh, okay. So listen to you being told. Well, Judy Perez, so Judy Perez, some love, y'all. So Judy Perez, some love. Some love. Grab some sticks. Come up and grab some sticks.
College.
Okay. At Dean College next year. Look it up.
Senior Center.
At the Senior Center.
So I'm doing virtual classes. So if you do it at home, I could drop drumsticks at your home, or you can pick them up at Guitar Center. Mm-hmm. And you can Zoom with me.
There you go.
I know, Steve. I said I wasn't doing anything today.
Awesome. You all inspired that to happen.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Show some more love. Show some more love for Judy. Now, I was asked to close it out, but I think I'm gonna do this a little differently. I didn't know we was gonna get that fantastic ending. That was great. So what I wanna do is ask the folks that wrote something, you can put your phones out, the people that wrote stuff. And what I wanna do is just ask folks to go around and just talk and read what they wrote and how they wanna inspire it. So we'll start in the first row, over here. And then we're gonna end over here with our young scholars. So I think you got something, Kobe, yeah?
Sure.
Just go ahead, just everyone just listen and just use your big voice as big as you can. Even.
Cool. Yeah, pretty general haiku. Relishing tonight, inspired by all who perform, who share truth through art.
Mm. Thank you. Beautiful. And then the second row. Anyone right there? Anyone in the second row there? I thought it was. Did you got something, Kathy?
I'm inspired by each and every person who shared their authentic selves with us with courage, compassion, and love, and how welcoming, inclusive, and loving the audience was.
Absolutely, thank you. For everyone sharing their narrative, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
I was inspired by one of the poems in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a haiku. Your backpack weighs much. It still has room for more stuff. Still carry on, girl.
Ooh. All right. Yes. And then what's the next row? Rainbow, you got anything, Rainbow? No? Yeah? No? No? Okay, maybe not. Next row, Olivia, you got something?
I'll say I was inspired by the poem from the high
school. All right, cool. Is that what you're going to say, or are you going to?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you. Anything right? No? Right here? Further back, the back row, upper mezzanine.
Is it good to see folks just stepping up to share, to read, to perform, to meet someone else? We are not another when we've made the connection.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you. And then the row right there, we go to the...
Yeah, I've got something. It's a haiku. I wish I could add over it, but I was thinking more of a haiku. Rosalto. Speech is powerful. Save the world and save us. Love Franklin, baby.
Absolutely. When I say love, you say Franklin. Love.
Franklin.
Love.
Franklin.
You got people from Hopkinton even saying that. All right, let's keep going. And right, anybody in the next row down there? Okay, right, go for it. Yes.
Basically, all I talked about is how I saw everyone with overwhelming talent and inspiring qualities tonight, and I wish that I took my chance because I was thinking about signing up, but otherwise, I think everyone here had like overwhelming talent and overwhelming like amazing qualities about them, everyone who shared, so that's basically all I wrote about.
Yes, you mean, that's all I said was everybody was dope. No, thank you. Thank you very much. Show love, sir. Show love. Anybody else? Any folks over there? No? Right there? No?
I
Absolutely. Allyship is extremely critical. Upstanding, thank you. Thank you. Be there with folks, with people. Anything? Yeah. Yourself? No?
No, I do want to just, wonderful to be here and be a part of such an amazing community that surrounded my daughter and supported her in ways that, you know, I can't even imagine. Like, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. It's wonderful to be a part of that. And thank you. And again, like she said, supporting people that don't have a voice, it's important.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And our front row here on the, yes.
This is something I've been writing for many years. It's taken a lot of forms since fourth grade. So don't think that I wrote this entire thing in like, what, 10 minutes? I don't know. I was inspired to kind of think of this because of all of the kind of LGBT representation. And I wrote a lot of this when I was figuring out kind of who I was and what I guess, what I labeled myself as. So it's a poem. She couldn't cook, not even toast, but frosting on her nose was the best makeup she ever wore. She tripped over her own feet, falling up the stairs, but she twirled around the apartment daily, making me dizzy every time. She always gave it away when she was bored, doll eyes that were almost comparable to a black hole. But when given a present, her eyes lit the room, a sunbeam she and I shared. She demanded tea when sick, voice utterly inhumane, but still the butterflies in my chest beat their wings a little harder at the sound of her voice. She hadn't told her parents when we started dating, but her eventual escape from the closet dared me to leave my own. She stumbled around, drunk as all hell, but pink, purple, and blue paint was smeared on her cheek, and shouts of protest rang in her ears. She had red eyes, and watery black lines coated her cheeks when slurs hit her ears, but if sunshine had a sound, it would have been her laughter. The air was devoid of any sound when I had pissed her off, but she screamed on roller coasters, high and piercing and utterly adorable. Her yelling could shatter glass and slice open skin. But she cleaned my cuts, wrapping me in gauze and sweet whispers. Her funeral was yesterday. Her skin like paper, her eyes like glass. I screamed, a requiem born in agony, but all that emerged was a choke sob. She looked angelic and white, so they buried her in lace, like a bride I never got to make mine.
With that, folks, did everybody get stand up one time? Stand up as we close out. Stand up. If you need to talk to somebody, find somebody here so we can have this conversation. If you need a hug, anybody need a hug? Raise your hand if you need a hug.
Jazz hands.
But if you get a hugger kind of thing, you know. Let's do this to folks, to just share the energy with people. So that's how I was going with that. So you can just let folks just know you see them and you appreciate the energy you have with them. All right? So with that, thank you for making this happen, Kobe. Kobe put a lot of work and effort into bringing folks together, working with our young scholars and making this evening happen. So one more time, let's show love to Kobe. Show some more love again for Mackenzie, and she had to leave to work on the next project. Show some more love for Mackenzie. Warrior woman. And with that, y'all.
How about you?
Thank you. When I say Franklin, you say love, Franklin.
Love.
Franklin.
Love.
Repeat after me, say, we're committed to we.
We are committed to we.
Unapologetic for who we are.
Unapologetic for who we are.
We are the present.
We are the present.
We are the future.
We are the future.
Driven by love.
Driven by love.
And a passion.
For solidarity in the human family.
It is frustrating. When lives are not valued. Therefore, we must never sever our efforts for peace. And equality.
One heart.
One love.
One life.
One people.
One family.
One heart.
One heart.
One love.
One life.
One people.
One family.
One family. One heart.
One heart.
One love.
One love.
One life.
One life.
One people.
One people.
One family.
One family.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Regardless of what you celebrate, may the rest of your year be filled with positivity, family, and love. All right, take care, y'all. See ya.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008. And used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.